Okay, it looks like we are all ready and BCAT is logged in, so we are set.
Okay, Ms. Wilson, are we recording?
We are.
Thank you. Good morning, I'm Susan Drummond, Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. Today is Tuesday morning, September 1st, 2020, 9 a.m. We have just one item on the agenda. That is the Parkside Lane Preliminary Plat Matter Number 19-04880. We're of course holding a remote hearing today due to the COVID-19 situation, as we've been doing for the last few months. But the order of procedure is pretty much the same as if we were live. We'll hear first from the planning department. The planning department will provide a summary of the proposal, and I have reviewed the staff report and the accompanying exhibit, so I'm familiar with the proposal. Following the staff presentation, the applicant will have an opportunity to present, and then we'll open this up for public comment. Anyone who has either called in or is participating via the Zoom link may testify on the proposal. And I did receive a couple of public comments this morning, which I did take a look at. And then there was one public comment previously received that's also in the record. Are there any questions on procedure? Okay, I'm not hearing any. So Ms. Bernhardt, are you presenting for the planning department this morning?
I am.
If you could state your name for the record.
Kathleen Bernhardt.
And you swear to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. And as Ms. Barnhart, as I mentioned, I did review the staff report and the accompanying exhibits 1 through 25. There was an updated staff report that came in this morning. So I have that. I printed that out. And then there were a couple comments that came in as well. One from Scott and Kara Crowley, and then another one from Kate McKay. So I think what we'll do is add those to the records. Ms. Walston, I guess the updated staff report, that would be 26?
Yes.
And then the comment from the Crowleys would be 27, and then Ms. McKay's comment, 28.
Okay. That's perfect.
All right. I think with that, Ms. Bernhardt, you may proceed.
Okay. Hey, my name is Kathleen Barnhart. I'm an environmental planner with Kitsap County's Department of Community Development, presenting today the Parkside Lane Preliminary Plat Subdivision, permit number 19-04880. And the project site is located on two adjacent parcels with a total area of 3.62 acres within the Port Orchard Urban Growth Area. The parcels are zoned urban low residential, which is 5 to 9 dwelling units per acre. The properties are situated along the east side of Warner Avenue Southeast, approximately 360 feet north of Mile Hill Road. Surrounding land use is single family residential, and there is vacant commercial parcel to the south. There is an existing on-site residence that's in poor condition that is set to be demolished along with the existing septic system. So just so you see, here is the parcel map showing the approximate location. It is the highlighted green parcel here, and as well as the one to the south. The commercial property is this one here, 4044. So as I mentioned, the project proposes to subdivide the 3.62 acres into 28 single family residential lots. A single access will be via Warner Avenue Southeast, and Platte Road, also dedicated as county-maintained right-of-way. There will be frontage improvements to include curb, gutter, and sidewalks, with sidewalks to be constructed on both sides of the Platte Road. On-site stormwater infiltration is proposed. West Sound Utility District is the water and sewer purveyor, with the water main upsized from 4 to 8 inch line. The project is proposing 11,584 square feet of recreational space and a minimum of 14 on-street parking stalls, both meeting the minimum requirements. So kind of a highlight of what I just discussed there. I don't need to go over that. You can see on your screen. As well as what the request being. Here's the zoning map, again, showing the urban low zone, which is the 5 to 9 dwelling units per acre, with the commercial zone to the south. Surrounding zoning is also urban low. And here is the plat site map. And we'll note that there was a regular public comment period. There was a notice of application, as well as the SEPA comment period that occurred. And the SEPA determination of non-significance was issued on June 30th, 2020, and that appeal period expired on July 14th. There were no appeals filed. And there are no noted critical areas on the parcels as well. I did want to point out the preliminary landscape plans to show that there are street trees, frontage improvements, and zoning buffers proposed. I know that some of the public comments were very concerned about the aesthetics of the project and showing that this is being designed to the current required urban standards for landscaping and frontage improvements, as well as the density requirements required by Kitsap County Code. And we've already, I guess, amended the record to reflect the revised staff report. Those revisions included those necessary to reflect a change in ownership that occurred after the application was submitted, including a condition to approval that they need to provide a change in ownership form and a new authorization form with the current owner's signature. Other minor edits for spelling, wrong permit type, etc., were also included in that revision. And then we've entered into the record the email comments received from some of the neighbors, Kara Crawley and Kate McKay, and noting that there are conditions in the recommended approval for conditions for frontage improvements. There's a solid screening buffer as required along the south with the boundary to the commercial zone, and then it will require a site development activity permit as well as the final landscaping plans.
The proposed updated conditions, those are all laid out in the updated staff report that I received this morning.
Correct.
So, okay, and so now we've got, they're numbered 1 through, I think, 49.
Yes.
Yep.
So findings, we found that the proposal is consistent with the Kitsap County Comprehensive Plan. It also will comply with the requirements of Kitsap County Code Title 17 and other codes and applicable provisions within Kitsap County Code. The proposal is not materially detrimental to existing or future uses or property in the immediate area, and the proposal is compatible with and incorporates specific features, conditions, revisions that responds appropriately to the existing character, appearance, quality, or development. Did I mute myself? I'm sorry. And it's consistent with the characteristics in the immediate vicinity. So based upon the record, the analysis provided in the staff report and the decision criteria found in Kitsap County Code, the Department of Community Development recommends that the preliminary plat request for Parkside Lane be approved, subject to the 49 conditions within the staff report and those amendments presented here today.
Thank you, Ms. Barnhart. I do have a couple questions, but I think what I'll do is I'll wait for the applicant to present and then see what the public comments are. Is the applicant online?
He is, and I am gonna go ahead and pull him over. Kathleen, I'm gonna go ahead and end your screen share here.
Looks like I've got a note on the chat.
There we go.
It looks like Mr. Weber at AHBL is online, but it does not seem to be able to present from the webinar link.
Can you hear me now?
I've opened it up. You should be able to, yeah, he's unmuted now.
Good morning, Mr. Weber, if I'm pronouncing that right. If you could state your name for the record.
Yeah, my name is Matt Weber. I'm a civil engineer with AHBL, representing the applicant, which is Capstone Homes. I'm located at 2215 North 30th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98403.
Tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I'll tell the truth.
Thank you.
I was having some technical difficulty on my end because I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to present. So I have a couple questions here real quick. I did not receive a copy of these new comment letters that
just came in. Okay.
And I also did not receive an updated staff report. So I'm, you say that there was 49 conditions.
One through, and just for note, I will be keeping the record open. We've been doing that for all these remote hearings, just in case there are any technical difficulties and someone who wanted to testify wasn't able to. But yeah, with the updated staff report, there are conditions 1 through 49.
And when was that? Was that updated just like this morning, or?
I just received it this morning, so.
So I'm, I apologize, but I didn't quite get the new conditions, what those were. Would you be able to tell me again?
Well, what I might do, Ms. Barnhart, I don't know if there's a way to get just email the updated staff report to Mr. Weber if it hasn't been emailed, and then perhaps let him know what the new condition numbers are.
Yes, if we can receive the contact information, if we don't already have it, and that the condition was to change the, basically the applicant, the owner of record, changed after application was made. So the condition was to provide those forms necessary to identify the correct owner and authorize their representative with AHBL.
Okay, that's no problem. So that sounds good. And what was the other one?
Sounds like there were some substantive changes as well to the conditions.
There were some typos, primarily. There were some typos, and then again adding that new applicant owner of record.
Okay, so there weren't. So the actual substance of the condition sounds pretty much the same.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
That sounds good.
That would probably have been Mr. Weber's primary concern, would be the substantive nature of the conditions. And Mr. Weber, following the hearing, if you can just take a closer look at the staff report. And during the period which we keep the record open, if you could provide to Ms. Walston if there are any changes that the applicant has concerns with, if you could note that in writing.
Yeah, I can say that the applicant and myself, representing the applicant, I have read the staff report that I did receive, and. We're agreeable to all the conditions.
Okay.
Kathleen did a good job, and I don't have anything to contest or change it or request a change at this point. So I think we're good.
Okay.
I don't have like a PowerPoint or anything. Kathleen did a good job. So I think I'm here primarily just to answer any questions you have. I guess maybe I will tell you, you know, we are working on a project that's just to the north of here called Four Seasons. Mm-hmm. And so we've been working with West Sound Utility District. The sewer and water is going to be extended up from Warner, which will cross Four Seasons and then make it to Parkside. I know we're here to talk about Parkside, but there is another project that's going to be contributing with that sewer and water extension.
No, that's helpful to have that background, because I know the Four Seasons, that is mentioned in the public comment, and they are coming online. It sounds like it's roughly the same time period. So I do have a couple questions. I did want to find out a little bit more information about the schools that serving the project, the bus stops, and how the children will be getting to school. And then there were some comments also on Warner Avenue and traffic safety speeds, that sort of thing. But I think what we'll do, let's open this up for public comment first, and then we'll combine any questions. Anything else at this time, Mr. Weber, before we move to public comment?
No.
Okay. So at this point, let's open this up for public comment. Is there anyone who has either called in or has signed in on the video link, the Zoom video link, and wishes to comment on this proposal?
I don't see any hands raised, but oh, we do have one. Okay, so 1 second. We've got listed as Scott. So, Scott, you should be able to unmute yourself now and provide comment.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You could state your full name for the record.
Sure, Scott William Walker.
Scott William Walker, and you swear to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you.
Yes. Our main concern was the density, because right now Warner is a very short road with four uncontrolled entrances onto it, those being the McDonald's entrance, Lavelle, Southeast Nest, Southeast Sweetthorn, and 4 to 8 driveways. And increasing the density that they're proposing for both of these, both the Parkside and the Four Seasons, is going to go at least 5 times what the density of traffic is currently. And with the speeding problems that we have on this road already, it's really going to increase the traffic. But our main concern is just that the density being proposed, the maximum house per acre, is just not consistent with the current neighborhood. We're on one of the smaller parcels at 1/3 of an acre. Most of the parcels here are 1/2 acre or better. So we just want to push for a little bit less density over there. We're not opposed to the new houses coming in, especially with the condition of the current property, but the density and the addition to the traffic and everything else, we stated all this in our the email we sent in, but I just wanted to make it public record again that we just think the density is too much.
I do have your comment right here. Thank you.
Great. So yeah, hopefully you can enter that at the public record. It's a better, my partner Kara wrote it, Kara Crowley, and it's a much more comprehensive and concise notation. So maybe you could present that to the engineer from Capstone.
I did receive it and it's been entered into the record, and we will make sure that the applicant has it if they don't have it already. It sounds like we may need to make sure that's forwarded to them.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Walker. Is there anyone else who wishes to comment on this proposal?
I don't have any other attendees.
Okay, and I'm not hearing anyone either. Let the record reflect that there is not anyone else who has indicated a wish to comment on the proposal this morning. So I guess if we can go back to my questions, Mr. Weber. This was one that came up in comment as well, and that had to do with speeding on Warner Avenue. If you could touch base on any safety issues that may be present within the area and the projects, whether there's a need for any traffic calming devices or anything like that, that would be appreciated.
There was, let me see here, on exhibit, I can tell you.
You're talking about the traffic impact analysis. I think that's exhibit 12.
Exhibit 12, yeah, I just found it. So in exhibit 12, we did do a traffic impact analysis, and we looked at the level of service on Warner Avenue with the development and with the traffic projections, and everything was within an acceptable level of service. So we're not proposing any you know, specific traffic calming measures like speed bumps or anything like that. We are doing road improvements. So there will be a new curb, gutter, sidewalk along our frontage. And that'll also be part of the Four Seasons design as well. So I guess just to add to that, there is, when I mentioned that sewer and water, basically, because of the depth of that sewer, Warner Avenue will basically be a new street from Parkside, you know, all the way to the north across Four Seasons.
Well, those improvements with both of those projects then improve the safety conditions, like for pedestrians?
There will be sidewalks along the frontages, right. Correct. Yeah. And then the plat itself also has sidewalks. So that's true. Yeah, just in accordance with Kitsap County requirements.
Right. And then I had another follow-up question about the schools serving the project, elementary, middle, and high school, and how children are getting to school if the bus stops are in the area, and how they're walking to school. And if you don't have those right with you, if you could provide that during the while we're keeping the record open, that would work as well.
Yeah, I think to my knowledge, there hasn't been any comment from the school district. So I think that would be the thing to do, would be that we can get back to you with with that information.
Okay. All right. So those were my questions. As I mentioned, we'll keep the record open. Per the emergency hearing examiner rule, it's a week that we've been keeping it open through. So that would be through Tuesday next week, I believe that's September 8th. If anyone has comment that they wish to provide, and that can be either from the planning department, the applicant, or the public, if they can provide that comment to Ms. Walston and she will forward that on to me. Comments should be provided by close of business 5 p.m. on Tuesday, September 8th. And then Mr. Weber, if you could just provide some additional information on the schools that will be serving this project and kind of where the bus stop locations and how children will be walking to those bus stops. And then maybe a bit more on the safety conditions along Warner. It does sound like overall the project will improve at least walking conditions, but a little bit more information on whether there are any speeding issues. And sometimes that's a more generalized issue to deal with, but it would be helpful to have a bit more information on that. And I think, and if you see that these are, that was an issue that was raised in the written comment that was received. And so if there's anything to address in that written comment, I think traffic was a key question. Perhaps you can address that while the record remains open. I think that would be helpful. And as I mentioned, planning department will be forwarding those comments to you, as it sounds like you may not have them quite yet because they just recently were transmitted to me. Okay, so as I mentioned, we'll keep the record open through September 8th. I'm required then to issue a written decision within 10 business days. That will be forwarded to Ms. Walston, and then she will provide that to parties of record, including the applicant and anyone else who would like to receive a copy of that. Are there any procedural questions for me at this time?
Not from me.
Okay. Ms. Walston, is there anything else that we need to address this morning?
I don't believe so. I did go ahead and email that revised staff report and the additional comments. There is another comment that just came in through the chat side from Mr. Walker, and actually I can go ahead and bring him back over to this side if you want to elaborate, but his question here is, has there been any research done on impact of traffic filtering onto Mile Hill, currently only a stop sign at the intersection with Warner? Mr. Walker, oh yeah, there we go.
Yeah, I should know if people can refrain from submitting comment on the chat side. I probably should have noted that up front. This is really just for procedural questions. But just for the record, it does sound like there is a question about whether there's been research done on impacted traffic filtering onto Mile Hill. There currently is only a stop sign at the intersection with Warner. Mr. Weber, if you could also address that question, that would be helpful. And I've just read it, so we've got it in the record there. But yeah, if there are any further comments or questions, just go ahead and voice them now before we adjourn, or provide them please to Ms. Walston and she will forward them on to me. Anything further from anyone else? Okay, thank you all. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.